Welcome, Papa. This is my Papa. Okay, my grandpa. Basically, I'm doing this interview on the Korean/Vietnam War, and I have three questions to ask you. So the first question is, how are you affected by this event?
Well, during the time of becoming of age where you might be drafted in the military, the Vietnam War was in progress, and instead of being drafted in the military and going Army and straight to Vietnam, I joined the Navy for 4 years.
And how was that?
That's okay. But it seemed that even joining the Navy, I wound up going to Vietnam on a destroyer warship off the coast of Vietnam in 1971,
1972. Uh-huh. Okay, and then how was that like?
It was tedious being out to sea without being on land, and it was... I thought at the time, I was thinking how wasteful that we were spending, even then, hundreds of thousands of dollars shelling into Vietnam just to cut down on their food transportation.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, question two, where did you live at the time? Like, during it?
Detroit, Michigan.
Ooh, okay. And then, did, as a follow-up question. I need a follow-up question. What was it like in Michigan?
Michigan was, nice. You know, we had, wasn't, California weather. Uh-huh. It was, gray a lot during the winter months, and snow, and there was a lot of nice lakes to go to and a lot of trees, but it was awfully flat.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did go in the military, I wound up in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I saw how beautiful it was here, and I stayed in San Diego after I got discharged from the military.
Okay. And then third question is, did it impact any of your family members also?
The war in mm-hmm. Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. All my brothers went in the military, and my one brother, Peter, was in Vietnam in 1967-68, and he was a gunner on a warship. Helicopter Squadron 6, and I think they were called the Hellcats.
Uh-huh.
And while he was there, unfortunately, he was exposed to Agent Orange, which was a defoliant.
Oh, yeah.
Which caused cancer, and even though it was many years later, just this year, my brother passed away from exposure to Agent Orange by contracting lung cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, how many brothers do you have?
At this point, I don't have any living brothers. I had three brothers, and they have all passed away.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time and speaking to me. And being able to talk about it with me.
It was my pleasure. Thank mm-hmm. you for interviewing me.
Love you so much. And then...
I love
you. Yeah. So, thank you. Okay.